This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Morning Show is brought to you by Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw with the Retirement Advisory Group, retirementkey.com.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. A few minutes after 7 here on your Wednesday morning. It's the 11th of June. I'm Mark, that's Kim St. Ange, Ethan Bright running the board for us this morning, and Susan Thomas with all of the traffic that you'll need to get you to and from work. Just another one of those things here. We're watching what's going on in L.A. There are more complaints about these protests breaking out in other states. We had some problems in New York yesterday, and Kim was telling me just before we went into the break there, she texted me a link to one that's happening in St. Louis today, right, Kim?
Yeah, this is at 4 p.m. at Aloe Plaza, and this is the... Well, I guess the group that shared it was the Socialist Party or something like that. It says the St. Louis branch of the Party for Socialism and Liberation. That's who shared this post. But they're saying from L.A. to St. Louis, ice out. Emergency protest. And it says, it says the people of Los Angeles and surrounding areas have taken a courageous stand against Trump's reign of terror targeting immigrant families in response. The administration has falsely labeled those taking to the streets in protest of the brutal war on immigrants as rioters. And called in thousands of National Guard soldiers for a crackdown. We cannot let this repression intimidate us. For those who believe in immigrant rights, for those who believe in democracy, for the entire working class, now is the time to take to the streets and protest. 4 p.m. Be there. Mark your calendars if that sounds appealing to you.
Aloe Plaza. Do you know where that is?
No,
you know
what that is?
I didn't recognize the name of it.
It's gotta be
in
the city.
Never heard it called that before in my life. But you know those statues of naked people across from Union Station with the water squirting out of them?
Yes.
That's Aloe Plaza.
Oh.
I had no idea.
Well, there you go.
Haven't had no idea. Maybe it's named after the people that did this. The statues?
Well, steer clear of downtown and the naked statues then.
Aloe Plaza was made possible by bonds issued back in 1923 to widen the street and all that stuff. And there you have it. Anyway, that's where it is. If you're interested in coming down and greeting the maniacs at 4 o'clock this afternoon, you want to plan a little counter protest down there and raise some American flags, I think that would be fantastic. And try to teach them what it's all about. Obviously, there are a bunch of socialists who don't respect or love America to begin with. So let's hope we get some counter-protesters down there today. There are more protesters, one planned Friday, I think, near Tower Grove Park by a bunch of radicals. And then on Saturday, this No Kings group is having little meetings all over the place. You can go to their website. What did I tell you that was earlier? No Kings something?
Something something. No Kings.
NoKings.com or .org or let me see.
I don't know.
I've got it in my browser because I looked it up yesterday. NoKings.org, who try to claim that Donald Trump thinks he's a king and we don't have kings in this country. So they're going to do little itty-bitty protests all over the place. There's one in downtown. There's one in St. Peter's. There's one in Baldwin. And for all I know, these are just people who've registered and said, I'm going to hold a sign, and then they get a little blip on the map. Because if you look at the map, it looks like these things are going on all over the country. But in honesty, they're probably not going to get a huge turnout. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. Coming up, we'll ask Andrew Bailey about it. He's the Missouri's Attorney General. He has been pretty active in supporting President Trump in his use of the National Guard. So if we get problems all over the country, can you imagine what's going to happen in Florida? The president won't need to wait for Ron DeSantis to call up the National Guard. My guess is he won't have to wait very long for Mike Kehoe to call up the National Guard if it gets to a point where buildings, federal buildings and state buildings are being threatened with being defaced or damaged by this bunch of lunatics. I mean, you're welcome to exercise your First Amendment rights, but once it crosses the line to throwing rocks and hurting police, when you've crossed that line, that's when it gets real. And that's what we need to shut down in this country before it gets out of hand, as it did in L.A. They finally put a curfew in place, and lo and behold, things were better last night. Imagine that, because the crazies who are the troublemakers who come out at night to cause trouble are suddenly finding themselves arrested for violating the curfew. So that's a good thing. We'll keep an eye on all that for you and let you know what's going on as we get closer to it. Up next, we'll get to Lori Reese. She helps plan positions on border security and immigration for Heritage. We're going to talk to her about this situation and the court challenges that are coming along with it. And then we'll get to Andrew Bailey at about 7:35. Right now, let's get to our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
We the people, I stand with Donald Trump to make this state great again. But we the people choose Donald Trump to save America, and we're in danger with threats from terrorists now, and we must protect our country. This has now become good against evil. And evil will lose because our president of the United States of America was sworn in to protect this nation's greatest gifts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
John Voight there, the actor. He, of course, he lives in California, and he is full-throated attacking Gavin Newsom for his lack of action and grandstanding during these riots.
What is happening in Los Angeles is a manufactured crisis by Trump, all done while flaunting the law.
That's it. Judy Chu, a bunch of Democrats all took turns in front of a microphone yesterday, making complete rear ends out of themselves because they clearly don't care about the country they live in.
Within the span of a few decades, Los Angeles has gone from being one of the cleanest, safest, and most beautiful cities on earth to being a trash heap with entire neighborhoods under the control of transnational gangs and criminal networks. It's horrible.
Oh, great. Odin's
raven. Oh, the left is worked up this morning. All of the news headlines. Donald Trump called one of his most populous cities a trash heap. Have you been there lately? Have you driven to these big blue cities lately? I'm telling you, he's not far off.
Gavin Newsom tweeted the following. He said, quote, there was no call. Not even a voicemail. Americans should be alarmed that a president deploying Marines on our streets doesn't even know who he's talking to. Well,
yeah, that was by John Roberts of Fox yesterday, Kim. I hadn't told you this yet, but we haven't talked about it yet this morning, I should say. But Donald Trump brought the receipts. Gavin Newsom went on TV and said, Donald Trump is lying. We have not had a conversation. So Donald Trump listens to this news being reported, and he called John Roberts from his airplane and said, not only have we talked, I'll send you proof of it.
President Trump contacted me from Air Force One on his way to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where he'll be in just a little while. He said the first call to Gavin Newsom was not picked up. The second call Gavin picked up, we spoke for 16 minutes. I told him to essentially, quote, and this is quoting the president, get his ass in gear and stop the riots, which were out of control more than anything else. This shows what a liar he is. Said I never called. So here is the evidence. And here is the call log that the president sent me from his phone. This was June the 7th. Now, granted, this was on Saturday. But look, there's 1:22 o'clock in the morning. Which would have been 10 o'clock at night, 10:22 at night, California time. There was an outgoing call for 4 seconds. And then there was an outgoing call for 16 minutes.
Trump owned Gavin Newsom. Don't tell me we didn't talk. Don't look at the American people and claim that I'm lying about it. We had this conversation, and I told you to get your butt in gear and stop the riots, and you won't do anything. So I called out the National Guard.
Mm-hmm. Which was the right decision, wholeheartedly. I was just looking on Gavin Newsom's X account to see if he had maybe responded to that. Now that Trump has shown, here is proof that we talked.
We talked, but we didn't talk about the riots. Why else would Donald Trump call you at 10 o'clock on a Saturday night because of what's going on in your biggest city in your state? Was he talking about the weather?
It probably was. No, yeah, I think Joe Biden and Hunter, may have given him some tips.
Yeah, they were just chatting about the weather. Nothing to see here.
The big guy.
Coming up, we'll talk to Laura Reese. She's director of border policy for the Heritage Foundation. And we're going to talk to her about what's happened here, what's going on, the truth about what's going on in L.A. coming up.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com. Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.